October 1st, 1894. Work appointed for all. Ellen G. White. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The Lord compels no man, woman, or child to give of their substance or their service. He gives us His word, and that reveals to us His requirements. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, as if compelled to give, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The source of all power is presented before us, the One who is rich in resources, so that we, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The Lord is bestowing His goods upon His people, and He expects that every individual will make Him corresponding returns. We should keep before the mind the fact that Jesus is soon coming, and that solemn obligations rest upon us who have received the light of truth. For we are to let our light shine forth to others who are in darkness. No one will be approved of God if he waits in idle expectancy, dwelling upon the theory or doctrine of Christ's second coming, yet doing little to impart the light which God has graciously given him. Those who have received of the heavenly gift are required of God to impart the same to others. There is great work to be done in warning the world, not alone by precept, but by example. The soul must be prepared through the purifying influence of the truth for the coming of our Lord and Savior in the clouds of heaven. This great event is before us. The end is near, and words of warning must be given to those who are nigh at hand and to those who are afar off. We cannot be guiltless before God if we do not show our faith by our works. We should heed the exhortation given to Timothy, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, having no changeable, fitful experience. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the work that every converted soul will aim to do, because God had made him the depository of sacred trusts. We are not to be idle. Those who are not consecrating all their powers to the ministry of the Word are not to be careless in the use of their time. God has made them responsible agents, and they are to be earnest workers, ever keeping the great day of God in view. Those who have not the burden of bearing to the world the solemn truths for this time are to use their God-given time and ability in becoming channels of light to those who sit in darkness. Have they physical strength? They are guilty before God if they do not use that strength. They should work with their hands and acquire means for the support of their own families and to supply the treasury of God, which is being continually drawn upon in order to sustain those who give their whole time to the teaching of the truth, going to those who are in darkness, whether they be nigh at hand or in regions beyond. To every man God has given his work. Those who have not felt the responsibility resting upon them to use their God-given faculties in active labor are not doing their duty, even though they have a competency and are not actually compelled to labor for a livelihood. God has given them hands and brain power, and He expects them to use both. For this they were created, and useful employment will bring its own daily reward in improved health and spirits. No one is to be idle. Christ said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." There are many who are absorbed in worldly business, and they do not give the Lord that devotion which is essential for their spiritual improvement. They tax brain, bone, and muscle to the uttermost, and gather to themselves burdens which lead them to forget God. Their spiritual powers are not exercised along with their physical powers, and every day they are on the losing side, growing poorer and poorer in heavenly riches. There is another class who meet with loss because they are indolent, and spend their powers in pleasing themselves, in using their tongues, and letting their muscles rust with inaction. They waste their opportunities by inaction and do not glorify God. They might do much if they would put their time and physical strength to use by acquiring means with which to place their children in favorable positions to acquire knowledge, but they would rather let them grow up in ignorance than to exercise their own God-given ability to do something whereby their children might be blessed with a good education. Such men and women are being weighed in the balances of the heavenly sanctuary and found wanting.
There is something for everyone to do in this world of ours. The Lord is coming, and our waiting is to be not a time of idle expectation, but a vigilant work. We are not to spend our time wholly in prayerful meditation, neither are we to drive and hurry and work as if this were required in order that we should gain heaven, while neglecting to devote time to the cultivation of personal piety. There must be a combination of meditation and diligent work, as God has expressed it in His Word. We are to be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Worldly activities are not to crowd out the service of the Lord. The soul needs the riches of the grace of God, and the body needs physical exercise in order to accomplish the work that must be done for the promulgation of the gospel of Christ. Those who cultivate a spirit of idleness commit sin against God every day, for they do not put to use the power God has given them with which to bless themselves and to be a blessing to their families. Parents should teach their children that the Lord means them to be diligent workers, not idlers in His vineyard. They must make a diligent use of their time if they are to be useful working agents, acting their part in the vineyard of the Lord. They are to be faithful stewards, improving every entrusted gift of power that has been bestowed upon them. Let the indolent man and woman consider the fact that God does not design that one class shall carry all the burden of labor, and another class do nothing to share in the work. To every man God has given his work, and each one is to act his part in the great work for humanity. In this way, human agents will fulfill the purpose of God. Thus, the lamp of the soul will not be neglected, if time is taken to pray and to search the Scriptures. The allotted task may be done, and the lamp of the soul be kept trimmed and burning.